Es sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Erwin, Perik Tess, Mishnah Dalid. Do you ever walk on the street? Sometimes you have it by a hospital or different buildings, where there's a building on both sides of the street, and there's like part of the building that goes on top from one side to the other. In other words, if you walk through the doorway of one of the buildings, you can go up the stairs and cross like a bridge to the other side of the street. Well, that's what our Mishnah is talking about. Habayna Aliyah, this person built a second story, Al-Gabe Shnei Batim, over two houses that are on two sides of the Rishus HaRabim. So these kids, when they look outside the window, they see the people walking in the street, or the horses and wagons, or the cars passing through underneath them. Zok the Mishnah Leiter, V'chein, Gesharim, Gesher is a bridge, V'chein Sharim HaMufulashim, or bridges under which a road passes, an overpass. Now a bridge needs something to hold up the bridge. Sometimes you have beams. In this case, there's like a machitza on both sides that's holding up the bridge. There's a wall on one side, a wall on the other side, and the bridge is on these two walls. But underneath you can pass through, that's called mefulish, you can go through. So either people are actually living here or there's a bridge. The din is, you can carry beneath either the house over the street or the bridge on Shabbos. But wait a second, how can Rabbi Yehuda say this? Didn't we just learn that you have to have a mechitza on all four sides? Underneath the house or underneath the bridge, I only have a mechitza on both sides. But I go through and through. I have mechitza on the two sides, in front of me and behind me, I don't have a mechitza. So I don't understand this. In the previous Mishnah, we said you had a mechitza on all three sides, but on the fourth side, if there's a breach of more than 10 amos, so the whole thing is not good, you can't carry there. Here, I don't have a mechitza at all, in front of me or behind me. The answer is, the reason Rabbi Yehuda says you can still carry underneath is because he applies a rule here, a rule of pi tikra yorid v'saisen, and that means that the edge of the roof extends downward, and it's considered a mechitza. And it's as if it's closed on all four sides. So, whether I'm underneath the bridge, or whether I'm underneath this top floor, I look to my right, I look to my left, I have the walls. I look in front of me, I look behind me, I don't see any walls. But the edge of the roof on top is as if it comes down, and that's considered as if there's a wall in front of me and a wall behind me. Furthermore, the reason Rabbi Yehuda is being so lenient here is that Rabbi Yehuda really holds that if you have a place that has two mechitzas on either side, min ha-Torah, it's considered a Rosh HaSayachim. So we wouldn't rely on this kula of pi tikra yored v'saisa if this was Rosh HaSarab and Deraisa, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have two walls, it's a Rosh HaSayachim, min ha-Torah. Therefore, another halacha, because Rabbi Yehuda holds, if you have two walls on either side, it's a Rosh HaSayachid min ha-Torah, is v'oidam Rabbi Yehuda, based on this, Rabbi Yehuda furthermore says, mi'arvin, you can make an erev, which means shitufa mevois, l'mavoi ha-mefulish, for an open alleyway that you can go through and through. We were talking about a mavi, she'ena mefulish. It's open on one side, closed on the other side, and there are courtyards that lead into it. What about an alleyway that's open on both sides? On each side, there's a Rosh HaSarabim. You can walk through this alleyway from one Rosh HaSarabim to the other. So the Chacham wouldn't allow us to do Shitufi Mevayis over there. Because in order for Shitufi Mevayis to work, it would have to A, be a Rosh HaSayachid Min HaTayr, even though it's not a Rosh HaSayachid Mid Rabbanon. Once it's a Rosh HaSayachid Min HaTayr, so the Rabbanon say, okay, you put up a Kaira, put up a Lechi, that's enough. But if it's a Rosh HaSarabim Dioraisa, the Shetufa Mevayis, the Lechi and the Kaira, will not help. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you have two walls on either side, even though it's open in front of you and behind you, it's a Rosh HaSayachid min ha-Torah. So therefore, v'yaydam Rabbi Yehuda, furthermore, says Rabbi Yehuda, ma'arvin l'mavi ha-mefulish, you could make Shetufa Mevayis for a mavi that goes through and through. V'chachamim ha-Yisrael, v'chachamim say no. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our mission over here. If you build a second floor over two houses, but over Rosh HaSarabim, my second floor goes from one side of the Rosh HaSarabim to the other. or have a bridge under which a road passes. Sakta Bihudi can carry underneath. That's because he holds that if you have two walls on both sides, it's a Rashus HaYachid Min HaTorah, and therefore I can rely on the Heter, being that Sakta Saf, I do need more walls than the Rabbanah, but I can rely on the Heter of Pitikri Yared Vesaisen, as if the edge of the beam comes down in front of me and behind me. On the other hand, the Chachamim hold, no. If you only have two walls, it's not a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah, not even Min HaTorah. And therefore, you can't rely on Pi Tikra in this case. You would not be able to carry underneath the house or underneath the bridge. Furthermore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can make an Erev, a Shetufim voice, for a Mavi HaMafulish, a Mavi that's open on both ends. For the same reason, being that he holds, if you have walls on both sides, it's a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. So, all you have to do is put up the lechi, or a beam that goes from side to side, the kaira, and you can do shitufim mevayis. But the Chachamim say, not good enough. If you only have two walls on both sides, according to the Chachamim, it's not even considered a Rishus HaYachid Min HaTorah. The Batanura tells us that the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda, which means you would not be able to carry underneath the house that goes from side to side over the street, or underneath the bridge. And for that matter, you would not be able to make shitufim mevayis if the mavi is open on both sides.